Given current plans, there will probably be three versions of the GLONASS-K satellite. Now, the one currently in orbit will be known as GLONASS-K1. And there will probably be one more of this version that will be launched, and these will test the CDMA signal, as mentioned, on L3. However, there will be another GLONASS-K satellite known as GLONASS-K2, and this is planned to be launched in 2013 and will broadcast CDMA signals on L1, L2, and L3 along with the FDMA signal. Finally, there is a plan to have a further modernized GLONASS-KM satellite that is expected to launch after 2015, that will also have CDMA and FDMA signals. And that's not all. As Richard Langley wrote in the Innovation column in April 2011 in GPS World, GLONASS is being further improved with a satellite-based augmentation system called System for Differential Correction and Monitoring, or SDCM. It will be used as a ground control monitoring stations, and the Luke geostationary communication satellites will transmit the correction and integrity data using the GPS L1 frequency. He said that the Luke 5A will be launched this year, 2011. This sounds similar to the wide area augmentation system that's used in North America. Ground stations transmitting to a satellite that will broadcast the corrections widely.